Welcome back here on the Steve Gruber Show. I am Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve on this beautiful Thursday morning. Just got done talking about potential for a bipartisan infrastructure plan. And one of the senators that signed on to the apparent proposal, Senator Joe Manchin, had said about the infrastructure bill that he wouldn't commit to voting for it without Republican support. On another issue, though, Senator Manchin, being reported yesterday, has expressed a willingness to support key provisions of H.R. 1, For the People Act, including provisions providing for minimum levels of early voting and mandating independent congressional redistricting to counter partisan gerrymandering. Basically, a light version of the federal takeover of elections. Joining us to talk about that and so much more is Tara Ross, expert and advisor for Save Our States. Tara, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess a light beer version of H.R. 1 is apparently in the works. And I guess from your perspective, from a constitutional perspective, where does that put us?
Well, the whole idea is so at odds with everything that the founders were trying to do. It kind of boggles the mind, honestly. When Alexander Hamilton was talking about the power that had been delegated to the federal government when it comes to presidential elections, he said that it was just kind of an emergency stopgap measure to help the federal government to protect itself from the state governments. He thought the state governments would be so powerful that the federal government would be in danger from the states. Like maybe the states wouldn't hold elections at all and would refuse to send congressmen at all and undermine the federal government that way. The states, if you look at the Constitution and if you look at what the founders wrote about the Constitution, the states are the primary entities in charge of our elections. This is true of congressional elections, and it's even more true of presidential elections. The federal government does not have this wide, you know, huge power that people seem to give to it.
Well, yeah, and it's one of the interesting things that people have been talking about. Obviously, the ever since the new Congress came into session, was this idea that states' reforms needed to be implemented from the federal government on down because the states weren't going to do it. And now the argument's going to be that states are attempting to not conduct their elections properly, but from everything you're telling me, founders basically said it's up to the states, and it's not the federal government's job to tell them whether they should or should not do something.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Also, if you look at the kinds of decisions that are being made in this legislation, it's, you know, the premise, like what you said at the very beginning of this, that they're protecting elections or they're doing whatever, that assumes that those policies are the only right way to conduct an election, which, of course, we know there's lots of disagreement about those policies. There's lots of disagreement about whether mail-in voting or early voting or any of these different things, whether this way is right or the other way is right. And the states have a right to decide what they want to do. And the state legislators are responsible for making sure that their states are taken care of. Now, maybe some state legislatures will make one decision about early voting and another will make a different decision. That's part of the whole process of checks and balances and separation of powers and making sure that we never centralize all decision-making in one place. And we'll see, you know, it boggles my mind, like I said, that people are so turned around that they can't see that these decisions were never supposed to be centralized in the first place.
Well, and I guess that brings me to my devil's advocate question, if you will. What is the problem with the federal government of setting, I guess, a specific set of standards of what would constitute good election law? I mean, I think we send representatives to Congress, we send representatives to the Senate, we elect a president. If they come to an agreement on what should be at least a minimum level of election law, I guess what would be the problem with that?
It is never good to centralize so many decisions in one body, because then the decisions are only as good as the people that are in there at any given point in time, right? Yep. Now, the founders looked at the history of failed democracies, and they knew that the reason that democracies fail is because power corrupts, because humans are imperfect, because if you give any human being too much power, they will abuse it. This is the nature of the thing. And so they solved their problem by distributing power, by making sure that no single individual or no single entity ever has so much power all at once. And the constant butting of heads, the constant, James Madison called it, you know, he said you put ambition against ambition. You assume that somebody is going to be corrupt and greedy and ambitious and selfish, but then you put them up against another individual who is exactly the same way. And in the end, those two ambitious officials butting heads against each other all the time will land you in a better place, because neither one of them will be able to abuse the power they've been given. So we have distributed power between state and federal governments for a reason, and we have distributed power among the states for a reason. When one state gets too crazy, people move to another state, and that in and of itself puts a check on the state also. Our system is a delicate balance of this constant balance of greedy human power. And so we upset that balance when we put everything in the federal government.
Tara Ross with the expert and advisor for Save Our States, informing us that our continued experiment of democracy is still just that, a continuing experiment. Tara, thank you for joining us this morning. Always a pleasure to talk about the deeper level of constitutional theory and law with folks and talk about it with our listeners. We appreciate you for coming on the show.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve Gruber here on the Steve Gruber Show, trying to hang on to state power. Let's not give it to the federal government. Tara Ross told us exactly why that is a bad thing. That's the kind of content you'll hear on the Steve Gruber Show. We're going to come back right after this. Happy to be with you here on the Steve Gruber Show.